Bath to Bishvat idea. And there we go. So this, I said this last night at the Tu B'Shvat Kumzitz that my Beit Midrash held. It was related to the Gemara about Ilan Ilan, which was a song in the Kumzitz. And the Gemara is right here on the sheet. It's a Gemara in Tanis. Can you see it? We're good? So I just put my English translation on the sheet. When Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Nachman departed from each other. So Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Nachman were learning together. Rav Yitzchak was the Rebbe. Rav Nachman was the student. So Rav Nachman said to him, give me a bracha. Give me a bracha, my master. So Rabbi Yitzchak replied. It says Rabbi Nachman on there. That's a mistake. It should say Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak replied. He says, let me give you a mashal. I'll provide an allegory. To what may this be compared? To a man who was walking in the wilderness and who was hungry, tired, and thirsty. Right? You've heard this before? This familiar? He found a tree which held sweet fruit, which gave pleasant shade and which had a water channel passing beneath it. He ate of its fruit, he drank of its water, and he sat in the shade. There. When he rose to leave, he said, tree, tree, Ilan, Ilan, Bama varechacha, with what shall I bless you? If I would say that your fruit should be sweet, your fruit's already sweet. That your shade should be pleasant, your shade is already pleasant. That you should have a water channel passing beneath you, there already is a water channel passing beneath you. But may it be God's will that all the plants that people plant from you should be like you. So Rabbi Yitzchak says to Rav Nachman, so too for you. With what should I bless you? If with Torah, you have Torah. If with wealth, you have wealth. If with children, you have children. But may it be God's will that all who emerge from you should be like you. That's the bracha. You've heard this Gemara before? The Ilan Ilan Gemara? Okay. So, I think, first of all, it's a beautiful bracha. And it picks up on the theme that you find consistently in Tanakh of comparing trees and people. Right, you have in the laws of war in Parsha Shoftim, Ki Ha'adam Eitz HaSadeh, which is a very odd and ambiguous pasuk, but more explicitly, where in Tanakh do we find trees and people compared? So in Shoftim Perek Tet, right, chapter 9, Avimelech kills out almost all of his half-brothers in an attempt to take control. However, Yotam survives. And Yotam gives this big speech on top of a mountain. And he compares rulers to trees. And he says the trees went to find the ruler, and they asked the fig, and they asked the grape, and they asked the olive, and none of them were going to do it because they wanted to produce that which they produce, which people enjoy. And in the end, they end up elevating the thorn instead. Chapter 9 in Shoftim. And the comparison is between rulers and trees.
Is there somewhere in Daniel also, I'm just trying to remember, yep, but I can't remember the exact...
You got it. In Daniel Perek Dalet, Nebuchadnezzar has a dream, and he envisions himself as a great big tree providing for his empire. Providing fruit, providing shade, providing a place for the birds to sit. Exactly. You also have in Hosea, the Haftarah for Shabbos Shuva, the last chapter in Hosea, has a beautiful description of the Jews returning to Hashem and flourishing like flowers, like olive trees, like cedars, like grapevines. If I was giving the full shiur on this, I would show you the psukim. It's just it's magnificent. And then, of course, you have the famous pasuk in Tehillim. Tzadik katamar yifrach ke'erez balvanon yiskeh. Right? The tzadik will flower like the date, will flourish like the cedar in Lebanon. So the allegory doesn't begin with Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak, the tree being, like a person. But I think our Gemara highlights something really important about the tree-person relationship, and it actually fits many of those passages in Tanakh that we just mentioned. In this story here, the tree is valued and blessed not for itself, but for what it provides on behalf of others. Right? If you want to give a bracha to the tree, why don't you say, may you be tall, may you be strong, May you receive good sunlight, right? May you stand for a really long time. That's not what he says. He gives him a bracha instead for what the tree provides for others. May you provide fruit for people. May you provide shade for people. May there be an irrigation channel, but it's not an irrigation channel, because it's not, the water is described here not as feeding the tree, but it's feeding the passersby. It's about other people drinking from it. So that what we're doing when we compare trees to people, whether it's Yotam's parable about the rulers, or whether it's Hosea, or whether it's Daniel, or whether it's Tzadik HaTamar Yifrach, we're doing it specifically in terms of what people can provide for others. So here we are on Tu B'Shvat, and we're celebrating the birthday of the trees. I think it's worthwhile to ask ourselves, right? Evaluate our accomplishments the way that the Gemara evaluates the tree, right? Have we shared nourishing fruit and protective shade and revitalizing water with those who are in need? That's the, you know, that's the true value. I think something that we're able to learn from the trees. Okay.
This reminds me of that famous book, The Giving Tree.
Ugh, no, don't do that. Don't do that.
I was going to say, Shel's book from the Gemara. It has to be.
No, don't mention that. There are two kinds of people in this world. Those who love The Giving Tree and those who hate The Giving Tree. And I am of the hate The Giving Tree variety.
But why do you